This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday's Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, in part five of the best NFL teams of the 1970s, we're going to talk about the third best team, and that would be the Miami Dolphins. With their new head coach, Don Shula, leading the way, the 1970 Dolphins got off to a good start, winning four of their first five games. But they then lost three in a row, getting outscored in those three games by a whopping 87-17. They won their next six games to finish the season 10-4. They traveled to Oakland to face the Raiders, whom they had beaten earlier in the season. But the Raiders won the playoff game 21-14. Quarterback Bob Greasy, fullback Larry Zonka, and receiver Paul Warfield made the Pro Bowl. Going into week 12 of the 1971 season, the Miami Dolphins had the best record in the NFL, losing only one game. Although they stumbled a bit at the end, losing two of their last three, they won their division with a 10-3-1 record. On Christmas Day in Kansas City, Miami beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-24 in what many still consider the greatest playoff game ever played. Next, they would play the defending Super Bowl champion, Baltimore Colts. Some thought the double overtime game against the Chiefs might have taken too much out of Miami, but they proved everyone wrong by whipping the Colts 21-0. In only their sixth season as a professional football team, Miami was on their way to the Super Bowl. But their inexperience showed in this game, and they were no match for the Dallas Cowboys, who beat them 24-3. Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, return man Mercury Morris, Paul Warfield, free safety Jake Scott, defensive end Bill Stanfill, kicker Garo Yeprinian, and guard Larry Little made the Pro Bowl. Greasy, Zonka, Warfield, and Larry Little made All-Pro. The 1972 season started with a rematch of the playoff game against the Chiefs. Miami won 20-10 and kept on rolling from there. In week 9, they beat the Patriots 52-0. They finished the regular season with 14 wins and 0 losses. Although the Browns and Steelers gave the Dolphins all they could handle in the postseason, Miami was on their way to Los Angeles to play in their second Super Bowl in a row. The Dolphins beat the Redskins 14-7 to complete the only perfect season in NFL history. Quarterback Earl Morrow, who took over for an injured Bob Greasy, made the Pro Bowl, along with Zonka, Morris, Warfield, Bill Stanfill, middle linebacker Nick Bonacani, Larry Little, tackle Norm Evans, and safeties Dick Anderson and Jake Scott. Morrow, Larry Little, Bill Stanfill, and Dick Anderson made All-Pro. The Dolphins' 18-game win streak ended in week 2 of the 1973 season. But they won 11 of their next 12 games to finish the season at 12-2. Some felt this team was even better than the 1972 undefeated team, and with good reason. During one 3-game stretch, they outscored their opponents 75-18. During another 3-game stretch, They outscored their opponents 75-7. They easily defeated the 10-4 Bengals in the playoffs 34-16. Next, they destroyed the Raiders in the AFC Championship game. Not only did this win put them in their third Super Bowl in a row, but it was revenge since the Raiders had snapped the Dolphins' 18-game winning streak earlier in the season. Next up were the Minnesota Vikings in the Super Bowl, and it was no contest. Miami won 24-7 to win their second Super Bowl in a row. Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, Paul Warfield, Jake Scott, Dick Anderson, Garo Yeprimian, Bill Stanfield, Nick Bonacani, Larry Little, and center Jim Langer made the Pro Bowl. Zonka, Little, Warfield, Scott, and Anderson made All-Pro. Anderson also won the Defensive Player of the Year award. The 1974 Dolphins got off to a rocky start, getting upset in their opening game by the Patriots. They were 3-2 after five games, but then outscored their next four opponents 89-17. They finished the regular season with an 11-3 record and traveled to Oakland for the playoffs. In what many consider to be an even better game than the Dolphins versus Chiefs playoff classic from 3 years earlier, the Raiders beat the Dolphins 28-26. Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, Paul Warfield, Jake Scott, Dick Anderson, Bill Stanfield, Jim Langer, Larry Little, Norm Evans, and guard Bob Kuchenberg made the Pro Bowl. Jake Scott, Larry Little, and Jim Langer made All-Pro. The 1975 Dolphins would be without the services of Larry Zonka, Paul Warfield, and Jim Kick, who joined the World Football League. Miami lost its opening game to the Raiders and then barely beat a bad New England Patriots team. But then the team got hot, as they always seem to do, winning their next three games by a combined score of 98-23. After eight games, the Dolphins were 7-1, and it didn't seem to make any difference that they were without two All-Pro players in Zonka and Warfield. But they lost three of their next six games, so perhaps losing those players did make a difference after all. The Dolphins still finished the season with an impressive 10-4 record, but it wasn't good enough for a playoff spot. They lost both of the games they played against the Colts. Therefore, the 10-4 Colts won the tiebreaker for the division title. Normally, a 10-4 record would get you at least a wild card spot in the playoffs, but not this year, as the Bengals were the wild card team with an 11-3 record. Larry Little, Jake Scott, Jim Langer, and Bob Kuchenberg made the Pro Bowl. Little and Langer also made All-Pro. 1976 was a bit of a shocker for Dolphins fans, as the team had its first losing season since 1969, finishing 6-8. Along with Zonka and Kick, Mercury Morris was no longer with the team either, and their once dominant running game suffered greatly. In the past, it seemed that half of the AFC Pro Bowl team was from the Miami Dolphins team. Only one player, Jim Langer, made the Pro Bowl this year. Miami bounced back strong in 1977 with a 10-4 record. The highlight of the season was a 55-14 beatdown of the Cardinals on Thanksgiving Day. But once again, their 10-4 record was not good enough for a playoff spot, losing the tiebreaker again to the Colts. The Raiders took the wild card spot with an 11-3 record. Bob Greasy, Jim Langer, Bob Kuchenberg, and receiver Nat Moore made the Pro Bowl. Greasy, Moore, and Langer also made All-Pro. Defensive end A.J. Dewey won the Rookie of the Year award. With an 8-5 record after 13 weeks of the 1978 season, it looked questionable for the Dolphins to make the playoffs. But they won their final three games and would play the Houston Oilers the playoffs at home. But the Miami offense never got in gear and lost 17-9. Bob Greasy, Gary Apremian, Bob Kuchenberg, Jim Langer, and running back Delvin Williams made the Pro Bowl. Kuchenberg and Williams also made All-Pro. Miami got off to a 4-0 start in 1979, but from that point on, they were a .500 team. They finished the regular season with a 10-6 record, which was good enough for first place in their division. But they were no match for the Steelers in the playoffs, losing 34-14. Return man Tony Nathan, strong safety Tim Foley, linebacker Kim Bocamper, and nose tackle Bob Baumhauer made the Pro Bowl. Larry Zonka, who spent the last three seasons with the New York Giants, rejoined the Dolphins in 79 and won the Comeback Player of the Year award. The bottom line for the Dolphins, their regular season record in the 1970s was 104 wins, only 39 losses, and one tie. Their postseason record was 8 wins and 5 losses. They won 5 division titles, 3 AFC titles, and 2 Super Bowl titles. Until next week, hope you enjoyed, take care, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.